What up, peeps? Okay, oh my God, TTV Presents Podcast. This is part two of the Shark Tank, okay? Okay, our first shark in part one, Dave Durkin, took three big chunks out of my eight fantastic inventions. He took three of those that he would throw in $150,000 for 25% of the company. I tried to sell them as best I could. I really did. I tried to let it be known how much I was selling it for. Again, this game is a little bit different when it comes to manufacturing. All the margins are good there. Okay, now I'm going to call Brett Eidman. I'm going to try to sell him on my eight inventions, and I'm going to see if I can go 8 for 8. Now, with my first shark, I went 3 for 8. Not that great. You know, I at least want to go 5 for 8. But we're going to call Brett. We're going to see what happens. He might be able to see things like in a bigger picture. You know, Durkin really liked all my like bathroom ideas. Maybe Brett can actually see like the light, because I think all my freaking inventions are fucking genius. Here we go. We're going to talk to Brett Eidman right now. And I'm going to sell him. You know, I got my selling cap on. I'm ready to go.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Brett the Shark Eidman?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Now, I was telling the peeps, all right? Now, we just had part one with Dave Durkin, and he's a fellow great white, if you will. And yes. You do love the show Shark Tank, just like myself?
Absolutely.
Now, you love inventions, don't you?
Absolutely.
I have 8 mind-blowing inventions for you.
Okay.
All I need from you is $150,000, but I will give you 25% of the company, and I have 8 companies.
Okay. Well, let's hear all about it.
Okay. Now, I need your full assessment. I need your full assessment if you think there's, you know, a market for it. Are we going to make billions, or is it take it behind the shed and shoot it, all right?
Right.
All right, so here we go. The first one is called the death phone. Now, the death phone, let's say, like, your mother recently passed away, okay? Now, that's hard. That's heartbreaking for anybody. A lot of people that I know had, like, a relative pass, and they say, like, oh, man, there's some times where I just I call his number, and I just listen to his voicemail where he says he's not there. I just want to hear his voice. Now, with the death phone company that I'm a part of, I have multiple voice actors that will listen to your loved one who deceased, you know, who died, and they will mimic that voice to the T. They will go on social media and see how they talk and how they react. So I'm offering a monthly subscription where it'd be $45 a month. Once a week, you would get a call from, let's say, your mom who died, but it would be an actor it would be like an actress for if it was your mom, and they would call you to let you know that everything's okay. You can talk to them about memories and all that stuff. I think there's a market for this. Will you invest $150,000 into my company, please?
Well, what are your sales so far?
The sale, well, we haven't gone to market yet. None of these have gone to market, but I do have all the voice actors ready to go.
Okay. Do you have a website?
That will all be taken care of with the $150,000 that you give us.
Okay. And are there any other products like this on the market?
I don't think anybody pretends to be dead relatives.
And do you have a patent on this?
Yes. All my items that we will be talking about are all patented.
They're all patented. Okay. And you have no sales so far because it's a new thing. And,
yeah, these are all new. Every item.
Okay. And so you're valuing the company at like, what is that, 25? So you're valuing your company at about $500,000 right now.
That's about right.
It's about right?
Yeah.
What are you basing that on?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. You're basing the value of your company on word of mouth?
Well, we did talk to some people that I don't want to mention any names, but it seems legit. We just need you to, you know, basically think, is this a good product? Do you want to come on board with us? And, you know, let's do it. I mean, everyone dies every day. People mourn right. People. What we're providing is closure.
Well, I think you're providing not only closure, but you're also, for some people, this could be a real a relief. Like it could help them through because they're not losing the total person.
There you go.
Because the voice will be there. And now, will they be able to talk to this person, or is it just a pre-recorded message?
No. You get to talk to them for 45 minutes once a week.
Wow.
Monthly subscription, $45.
Yeah. Okay, 45 minutes, $45, you have 4 weeks in a month. Okay, that's not a bad deal.
Imagine one of your relatives died, and I come up to you at the funeral, and I'm like, guess what? They didn't die. They're going to call you on Wednesday, and you're going to say, wow, thank you, Death Phone.
And you're not going to actually get the voice of the deceased unless they've done videos before or
everyone does voicemails. Everyone left a message. We're going to collect those, and we're going to have one of our fantastic voice actors mimic that to the T.
Right, and you say you're doing research on the person, so this way they would know what to talk about.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. No, I like it. I just 25%.
That's I've talked to partner. That's all we're doing. That's non-negotiable.
Yeah, because I'm thinking more in the lines of 35%.
Not happening.
No.
Nope. 150. 25%.
How about 30% with a $2 royalty on each item?
Absolutely not.
All right.
My partner, he dead set on all of these inventions. My partner's dead set on 150, 25%.
How many partners do you have?
One.
Just one partner?
Yeah, and he's cool.
Okay. So 25%. Then you won't go to 30.
Can't. Won't.
So this is basically deal or no deal.
Yeah. And you're liking this. You seem like you're in.
Let's do it.
Wow. And you think there's going to be we got a good market for this. We're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, I wouldn't use one myself, but I think there's a lot of people that would.
You would get this as a gift for somebody.
Possibly. But I do think there's a lot of people that would like to, you want to keep holding on to those people that are not here with us. Like you wish you could still hold on to them. And this is a way that could preserve their memory a little bit and not, deal with the whole thing. They're totally gone. So I do think there's a lot of people that would like that. Just like they like to videotape and sometimes they interview their parents and grandparents and they put on videotape and they watch it once in a while. It comforts them.
Wow. Beautiful. All right. One.
150, 25%. All right. What's the deal?
Nice. Amazing. All right. Here we go. One for one. I'm feeling good. Luckily, I got more products and we're going to be making a lot of money together. All right. This one is called the C4 Wallet. Okay. Do you like getting mugged and giving your wallet to people?
No,
I don't think anybody else does realistically. Now, what this is basically a solution for all pickpockets of the world. Now, let's say I'm in the city and I'm just minding my own business. A guy throws a gun in my face that says, give me your wallet, fool. And I hand him the C4 wallet because I'd be keeping two wallets on me. I'm going to give him my fake one. Inside, when you open it up, is two little slivers of C4. When he opens that up, his hands will blow off. And basically, he's going to go to the hospital. He may die. But at the same time, that's what you get. And if you think about the future, for any criminal who thinks I'm just going to go around the city and pickpocket tourists and all that stuff, wait, I shouldn't. They might have a C4 wallet on them. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go get a job, and I'm not going to rob people. What do you think? 125,000, 150,000, my bad, for 25%.
Absolutely not.
What is going on?
I'll tell you what, because our second wallet is old news, and the bad guys, they know that you could possibly have a second wallet. And so I've heard, I've heard that before. I think I've seen something on them, where they sell you two wallets, and then when you get held up, when you get pickpocketed, whatever, and they say, give me all your money, you hand over the wallet with $5 in it, and you keep the wallet, on you that has the $150 in it, whatever you're carrying around. And you give the bad guy just nothing and maybe some fake credit cards
Yeah, but they open it to see, don't they? And they're like, bullshit, this is the five. When he opens it, your hands are gone, bro.
Yeah, I just see a lot of liability there where the person who owns the wallet by mistake, opens it, and gets hurt himself.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have one wallet that's gray, that's my burner wallet, and then the C4 wallet, and then my regular wallet is black, I mean, it'd have to be damn near stupid to, like, oh, is the gray one where my money is? So that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, see, the wallet, when it's in your pocket, doesn't matter what color it is. So if you're pulling it out, and it's at nighttime...
I put my real one in my back, my fake one in my front.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me. Damn, are you sure about this?
I'm sure. No, I know. I just think this is the most asinine deal I've ever seen ever, and I want no part of it.
Wow, but that would stop pickpocketing. I'm just saying. But all right, fair enough. You're not out.
I don't think it works. How many have you sold?
We didn't even take it to market yet.
Yeah, that's like,
we're putting the C4 in the wallets now.
You know what? Like you said before. Take it around the barn and shoot it.
Son of a bitch. All right, here we go.
No deal on that.
All right. What about lavender butt tape? Now, listen about this. Now, basically, it's what we're charging is $15 a roll. And basically, don't you hate it when you're, like, hanging out and you're with, your, like, let's say at a dinner table or at the movies or at a restaurant and you really got to, like, let one loose and it stinks up the whole place? This is basically just like... basically like packing tape, and you would just put it, and it's a very forgiving adhesive. You put it over your crack, and any fart that comes out will blow out like a beautiful lavender fragrance. If you need to go to the bathroom, simply take off the tape, go poopies, and then reapply the tape and go about your business. I just won $150,000, and I'm going to give you 25% of my business.
Okay, and you have a patent on this tape?
Everything is patented that I will be offering you today.
Is this product... on the market yet?
I mean, none of these are on the market.
None of these products that you're presenting me have been tested at all on the market.
Right? It's not been tested on the market. It's just been tested in our facilities.
In your facilities. Now, here's the thing. How comfortable is it wearing this type of tape on your buttocks?
Imagine wearing a very forgiving duct tape on your cheeks and going about your business. It's the same thing.
And how wide is the tape?
We have multiple widths.
Okay, so you have you said lavender before. That's the smell.
Yes, because that is 99.9% lavender will not give you any type of rash or any type of reaction. Just one fragrance.
Okay, so are there any other flavors or fragrances?
Just lavender, unfortunately. That's the only one that works.
That's the only one that works.
Yes, because other ones have chemicals, and we don't want to hurt the skin.
This is laboratory tested?
Yes.
Hmm. Trying to think of the market for that. Are there any other products on the market that clear the smell of farts and stuff?
We don't believe there's any other type of like anal tapes or anything.
Anal tape.
We don't think there's any anal tapes. There's poopery, but that's after you do a duty. We want you to like fart in your living room with family or friends and not worry about stinking up the joint, just blowing out nice lavender. Like, oh, that might have been my candle. That's what you could say.
Yeah, it sounds like a Yankee candle.
Yeah. Did I hear that? Oh, you heard a Yankee candle turn on, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
$15 a roll.
Because you're yeah, what is the question to make?
All of our margins are good.
Well, what's the margin on this?
Good.
Good? Is it made in America or China?
All made in America.
Okay, that's good. I think I like the idea... that you're stopping the fart at the source.
Yep.
Which I think is really important because a lot of these things, they do, you know, try to knock it out after the fact.
Yeah.
And you're like instant and you don't even let it, you know, you don't even let it get an inch away from the butthole.
Nope.
And it immediately gets it right there.
Lavenderizes it.
All right, so you wanted $125,000?
$150,000. All these are $150,000.
Oh, they're all $150,000. They're all for $120,000. They're all for 25%?
Yes, $150,000 I need from you, and you'll get 25% of my lavender butt tape.
And you're not flexible on any of these percentages, ownership?
My partner literally said, fuck no.
Oh, so this is just a yes or a no?
This is all it is if are you in or are you out? We're very non-negotiable on that. But we really want you to be a partner in this if you believe in our product and the future.
Okay. I'm in.
You're in. Lavender butt tape, we are a go.
Yes.
C4 wallet, can I talk you into it?
No.
No. But you're interested in the death phone. All right, so we're going good so far. All right. This one, now this is a big one for your fellow shark in part one. This is the insulting toilet, okay? Now, the insulting toilet is, it's a $300 toilet as opposed to like your basic one that you could buy $100 at like Home Depot and stuff. But this one, you put in your house. You can also put it into bars that we were talking about, maybe comedy clubs. If it's in your own house, there isn't a retinal scanner for your eye, so it will never insult the owner. But if you have, you know, friends or family come over, if someone goes in your bathroom and lifts up, you know, the top to it, the toilet does a lot of funny lines, talks about either they have a small penis or a hairy vajayjay or, oh my God, he's about to clog the toilet. And very funny lines, you know, very potty humor, but it's very funny. It's very loud so everybody can hear it. And it's like, oh no, you guys got an insulting toilet. Oh boy. And then everyone gathers around to listen as the toilet cracks jokes as your friends use it. Good for dorm rooms.
Yeah.
How do you feel on that?
Well, is the humor off color, or is it for everybody?
It's for everybody. It doesn't go racial. It talks about just like bad hygiene and tiny schlongs.
Oh, so he has dick jokes.
Dick jokes, poopy jokes, and vagina jokes.
Huh.
And overweight jokes, because there is a kind of a weight sensor on there too.
Now, how does it know between if it's a male or a female?
Camera.
Camera. Who's watching with the camera?
That's their technology. That's our technology.
Oh, so it can tell if somebody has a penis or a vagina?
Yeah. Unless it's really small, then it'll do jokes about that.
Oh, so if you have a small penis, it's going to think it's a vagina.
It might, and then it cracks jokes on the confusion.
Oh, so maybe it has like neutral jokes? Like if it can't make up its mind, it will just kind of go like mainstream?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a $300 toilet as opposed to someone buying a $100, but we think we can sell a lot of units.
Can they buy this as an add-on to a toilet that an existing toilet?
No, unfortunately, we will have to rip out the original and put this one in.
Oh, so it has to have a hole. Can a homeowner put it in, or you have to get a plumber?
I would recommend a plumber due to a lot of the wiring.
Well, the wiring, you need an electrician.
The plumber can do it. There's just stuff. You got to play around with the pipes.
Okay, so it's a plumber job. How long would it take him to do it? Like an hour?
Yeah, roughly. If he's lazy, an hour. He could do it probably in 35 if he's a fucking man.
Yeah. How many jokes are on the loop?
1,000.
Wow. Are these jokes done by professionals, or are they done by open mic comedians?
These are good ones. You know, we really did our, you know, we did our research. How about that?
You got some, you know, good people doing
good
the
ones.
Jokes.
Yeah, we laughed when we were listening to it.
Insulting toilet. How do you turn it off?
You don't.
Oh, it stays on all the time unless you...
Well, it'll never affect the owner, so I won't, like, if I own it, I'll never get insulted.
Oh, I see. So, so it has a sensor to tell who the owner is, and then that won't go on when the owner goes in.
Yeah, because you got to put your eyeball onto the retinal scanner.
You have to put your eyeball onto the retinal scanner.
So it can read that it's you, you know?
Wow. Oh, so it's an identifier.
Yeah.
Before you go to the bathroom. it's quite a project. I mean,
think about it in comedy clubs. You know, I don't know if comedy clubs want to spend that much money on insulting toilets. A lot of people are going. It's going to be a lot of insults being flown around. But, you know, great for dorm rooms. Quite the party piece, you know.
What brand of toilet is it?
White. Basic.
It's white. But, I mean, what, is it American Standard Kohler?
American Standard.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I like it. Now, is it battery operated, or do you have to plug it in?
No, it's all electronic.
So, but you plug it in, or it's a battery?
No, you plug it in.
You plug it in?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have to run a line to the power. I like it. I say yes on that.
Wow, you're going in? Nice.
Yeah, I'm in.
Wow, I love it. All right, so we are. Can I talk you into the C4 wallet?
No.
No. Okay, so Death Phone, we're good. We're also good on the insulting toilet and the lavender butt tape. Okay, fantastic. This is a project that we've been working with. We think it's fucking amazing for the mornings. This is called the Pancake Blanket. Now, basically, it's a beautiful blanket, all right, but it has a compartment in the middle of it that you unzip and you pour pancake batter into it, into these little like circle cylinders. The warmth of your body while you're sleeping will cook the pancakes. So when you wake up in the morning, unzip and eat. It's $100, but you know, hey, breakfast in bed. Hello.
Yeah, well, you know, comforters and blankets, you know, good ones cost over $100 to begin with.
There you go.
This comes in a single, full, queen, and king?
Yes. The pancake circles will change due to that, though.
The size. So if you have a king-size bed, it's going to make big pancakes.
Big pancakes.
Right. Yeah, I'm just, how long does it take to cook?
Well, I mean, when you sleep, so, you know, all you need really is 4 hours of sleep and it'll go.
4 hours of, so 4 hours of body heat will make the pancakes. Is this a special brand of pancake, or you can use any pancakes?
Any type, from dollar store garbage to real deal stuff.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. And how do you clean it?
You would have to throw it in the wash 2 times, because you'd have to, like, do inside out, you know.
Yeah. And the compartment comes with the blanket.
Yeah, it's inside. You just unzip. Unzip and pour and get under.
Put a batter in there.
Yep. And then the heating will take care of that with our technology.
Yeah.
I just need $150,000. I'll give you 25%. We'll take it to market.
Yeah. And has this been approved by the FDA?
Sure.
Good.
I mean, if you think we can sell a lot of these, we want you on board. We don't want to waste your money because we don't plan on paying you back.
I'm going to pass on this.
People don't like breakfast, I guess.
No, it's not that people don't like breakfast. I don't like food being brought into the bed.
It's not really. Like it's crumbs. In between the bed.
I know, but I don't like food. I don't like crumbs. I don't like, any. I know that pancakes normally don't have crumbs.
That's
but
true.
Still, yeah, I mean. Yeah, I'm going to pass on this one.
So you're more interested in a C4 wallet?
No.
No. All right. Damn. So we got – all right. So two are a no-go. This one – I think this one's fantastic. This one's the shower jerk. Now, the shower jerk is – it's an attachment for the shower, of course, and it's a motorized hand, and we have to bolt it into, you know, to the side of the wall, and basically – when you're in a rush, but you got to get your rocks off, you would put your, I guess you would say, your schlong into the hand. Due to, you know, pricing and all that stuff, the motor is fairly loud. But while you are cleaning yourself, you are actually cleaning off and getting off. And we're thinking there obviously has to be a market for this because they sell a lot of sexual toys. This would be like a – and the hand just keeps going and going and going. Plus, there's no mess because you're in the shower when you're done doing your business. It's $100 and, of course, $39.95 for installation fee. But we're thinking we can take this to the moon, if you will, and we would be interested if you can go in $150,000 for 25% of our company, a shower jerk.
What about the women?
Yes, there is a method that if you turn the hand a different direction, you could technically call it the shower fiddle.
Wow.
And it'll be like, rah, 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 rah. So it's not like, the only problem is, I guess, that we've dealt with, but we can't really change it due to like the motor pricing, is that it's not really discreet. It's not going to be like, I'm going to just take a shower now. And your wife's like, I don't do that. And you're like, I'm not. Then you just hear, rah, 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 rah. So.
Yeah, but sometimes the bathroom fan can drown that out.
Ah, very good. Yes, that's true. And of course, a lot of people would say, people are, you know, complaining about embarrassment factor, that you have friends over and they're like, do you mind if I stay over? And then I'll just take a shower, leave in the morning. And they're like, oh, you have a shower jerk. But at the same time, mind your business. This is my house.
Yeah.
$100. $40 installation fee. Could sell a ton.
Once again, is it run by battery or is it like
electric into the wall?
Oh, electric right into the main power.
Yeah, and then you just turn it on and. Who's not going to want that?
I would. I mean, have you tried it?
Well, we had test people, and they thought it was fantastic.
Oh, so you haven't used it yet?
No, I'm married.
Well, that doesn't matter if you're married or not.
Yes, but...
I mean, actually, probably you'd get more married men using it than single men. Because I think the single men are, they're getting late.
All right. From what I hear, it's about, I heard it's beautiful. And again, no cleanup, which seems to be the real selling point,
Yeah.
And again, I have to go to work. Let me throw my schlong in that and let me use my body wash and I'm done cleaning and I'm done, unloading, if you will.
Yeah. And you're all relaxed.
And so relaxed. Some people say like their knees get weak. But that'd be the only problem of maybe slipping, but get a mat, We can recommend that on the box.
That's right. That would make the tub or the shower slip a little bit more slippery, even if you have tiling. You don't want to all of a sudden you fall on your ass because you fall down. I can see that's going to be a problem.
That's true, but we can deal with that, afterwards. We just want to take this to market.
So like. Some paint with sand in it, or which is what they use on boats, on the deck of a boat.
Maybe
put that in there, or you got those mats, or you could get those stickers that you put in, on the bathtub, that so you don't fall.
There you go.
Which you definitely would need that.
You would need that, I would think. But I mean, if we could get 150,000, we'll definitely give you 25% of that.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea. I would try that. What's your return policy?
Oh, there's none. We're not touching that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
All sales are final.
All sales are final. Yeah, that makes sense. You wouldn't want to use one of those.
No, we don't want it pre-owned,
Yeah, no pre-owned. Sure, I'll I'm in.
Wow, man, you're loving this. All right, so what about the C4 wallet?
No.
Okay. Here we go. This one is called... This could save lives. This is the counseling handgun. Now, basically, this is an attachment for handguns that provides two speaker boxes on the handle. Now, before, a lot of times you see I brought this up to one of the other fellow shark. There was a father that heard it sounded like someone was breaking into his house. He goes into the bedroom in his son's room and he sees someone coming through the window. He fires the gun. And he thought it was a burglar, but it was his son who was just sneaking back into the house because he snuck out to see his girlfriend. If you had the counseling handgun that asks you, are you sure? Do you want to fire? And then you would have to, because it's voice recognition, you would have to say yes. And then it will say, if you murder somebody, you will go to jail. And then you'll have to basically say, I know. And then after the two voice commands, it allows the gun to fire, which will unlock the mechanism. On top of it, with any type of type of threats, it just makes you think, do I want to kill this person? As a point, it just stops the rage and stops that blackout. I don't know what came over me. This kind of, it's a counselor in your handgun. We're selling the gun for $700 as opposed to a handgun that you could get for $500. We want this on the streets to make the world a better place. We need $150,000 for 25%.
No, I,
you want people to die. That's cool.
No, I don't want people to die, but a lot of people that own guns won't even understand what the gun is saying to them,
Well, they have to listen.
They don't listen.
They don't listen.
They actually think a gun's going to protect them. Look at all the mass shootings that we've had. I mean, there's people with guns all over the place, but nobody's ever shot the mass shooter. Everybody has their guns, and I think
the mass shooter would be told, "Hey, do you want to do this?" And he might think to himself, "Actually, I don't. Thank you, gun." And you just stopped the mass shooting. Thank you, counseling handgun.
Well, you mean the person who's doing the mass shooting?
Yeah, we want to add it to all handguns. We want to take it to market.
So it's just handguns. It's not like
machine all guns. We want to add the speaker box to all guns.
Yeah, I think the gun people are helpless. I think that they want to do with their gun whatever they want to do, and if a gun kills an innocent person, they say, well, that person didn't know how to use a gun. They blame it on everything but the gun itself, I'm going to pass on this one. I'll put this right with the wallet. because I don't. I really don't want it to do. I don't want anything to do with any of this gun stuff at all.
Damn. I mean, like, what about with the police officers that by mistake shoot kids thinking, like, I thought he had a gun, but it was a cell phone. Basically, the speaker box would be like, does he really have a gun? And then you would have to say, yes, because you would have to look a little harder because now he's getting talked to.
Well, if the person really has a gun, the cop's shot. You know, he's just sitting there listening to, riddling the cop. With dialogue, the cops are goner because even with a bulletproof vest, they're done.
Yeah, but it might save that kid though.
No.
All right, so no. You kill cops. Okay, cool.
No, I don't want to kill cops. I just think that anybody that owns a gun is not going to listen to that thing anyway.
All right, fair enough. So you're out on that one. Okay, do you want to? Are you interested at all in the C4 wallet?
No.
Okay, here we go. And then this is last, but certainly not least. We did get a good amount of business together here. This one is – oh, this is the cell phone case cooker. Okay. Now, basically, like a cell phone case, it's great. You know, you drop your phone on the floor and it protects it. But this actually has a coil on the back of the phone. It takes 2 minutes to heat up, 2 minutes to cool down. Great for dorms because basically – or even great for the office. You put your phone down and if your coffee's getting a little cold, hey, just turn on your cell phone cooker and you put it on top – well, you put it on the back of the phone. Your coffee heats up very quickly. For the students, basically you can cook a cup of ramen on there and then boom. I mean, that's 2 minutes. All it takes to heat up. And for hiking, think of that. You don't even have to make a fire. Just turn your phone over and boom, turn it on, heat up a fillet of fish. We're selling that for $75.
Okay, so that's an you add that on to yourself your
it's a case and iPhone. A cooker.
Oh, so it's for iPhones and
Androids.
And Androids, yeah. So you got the two different ones?
Yep. It protects your phone and it heats up your food.
Right, so it has like a heating element on the other side and you just flip it over, you put your food on it and it heats it up and you're ready to go.
Yep, and then turn it off. Just got to wait 2 minutes, of course. And then you just pick it up, go about your business.
Does the coil retract?
No.
It just stays out the whole time?
Yeah, but it's very discreet. It's a thin coil.
Yeah. How far is it from the actual cell phone case? Is it like quarter inch, half inch? How far does the coil come out?
I'd say like a quarter inch.
That's not bad.
Give or take.
Yeah. And what is this going to cost?
$75.
Wow. And
I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong one. This is $109.99.
$109.99. What does it cost to make?
Our margins are good.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. I think that, can you light a cigarette with it?
We've never tried it, but we believe, I'm sure. I mean, it's hot.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I know if it can light a cigarette.
It's like a stovetop coil. I mean, if you can light a cigarette on that.
Sure you can. Yeah.
There you go.
You can. If you have a stovetop coil. I think it's really hot. I think you can light a cigarette with that. It's electric. So this powers right off the phone battery?
Yes, it does.
And you can recharge it whenever you need to.
Absolutely.
If it can light up a cigarette, I think we'll sell a ton of these.
There you go. The only thing is, like, if your phone rings, you know, you can't really pick it up after 2 minutes. But and then, you know, obviously people are complaining about, like, oh – you know, you got a kid who's drunk who's trying to, like, you know, heat up something, and then he picks up, he just gives his hand third-degree burns. But we'll put on the box, don't be a fucking idiot, and wait 2 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, and maybe the kid will stop drinking.
Yeah, on top of it, stupid idiot.
Just burn the shit out of himself, yeah. I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, I like that.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds a little dangerous, but I'm okay with that.
Nice. So, basically, you're just out on two.
Yeah.
You took all. Wow. Except for the handgun and the C4 wallet. Everything else, you're sold. Now, here's the grand finale question, of course. Out of the death phone, the shower jerk, the pancake blanket. Oh, no. Did you not? Oh, you didn't want the pancake blanket.
No, No.
You jumped down on that one. Okay. You said no. So for the grand finale question.
If the pancake blanket had a coil, a heating coil, then I could see something there.
No, we don't.
Like, you could hook up to an electric blanket and the coil. I think that would work.
It wouldn't match with our technology.
I'm not going to tell you your job.
Yeah, I know. The technology wouldn't match up.
No.
But you're missing out, that's for sure, on a lot of money. But that's all right. Yeah. But out of, again, the grand finale, the death phone, where, you know, the monthly subscription to talk to dead people, you had the shower jerk, get jerked off and cleaned off. Then you have the cell phone case cooker, which you loved, the insulting toilet, which is just great, and then the lavender butt tape. Which one do you believe is going to be our top seller and make us the billions of dollars?
It's a toss between the shower jerk and the death phone.
And the death phone.
Yeah, because I think, you know, people love to just, they don't want to let people go. You know, even at funerals these days, they got videos, they got pictures all over the place, they got this, they got that, they play music. I mean, they just don't want that person to go, and I understand that. And this is a way to keep a little piece of them around, you know, with a good impressionist.
That's true, yeah. No, we have fantastic voice actors. So that's going to be the big one? You think we're making the most money with that over people getting jerked off in their shower?
Yeah, I think that the death phone has a lot of potential.
Excellent. Wow. Well, fantastic. I think our first shark went with the lavender butt tape being the ultimate million-dollar prize. But my favorite invention was the C4 wallet that no one's jumped on at all, and I've shot that out to a lot of people, which I'm just – we'll take it. We'll go back to the drawing board on that one. But
yeah.
But I thank you. Thank you for the business. We will be awaiting your checks. And
I'll get them out tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Nice. And, yeah, let's get to business. And you're willing to possibly throw down for future DTV Present Shark Tank episodes because I got more inventions.
Sure.
Nice.
And I can call QVC and see if we can get those things, you know, through QVC once we get going.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait. And
my pleasure.
You're an amazing man, and you're never dead to me.
Can I get a free sample of the shower jerk?
Yes, we have a prototype that we'll send over there with. It's got two motors. It'll feel fantastic.
Could you overnight it to me?
Absolutely. Do you need the fiddler attachment?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, we'll send that over tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I can use it as fast as possible.
Yes, you will. And then definitely give us a 5-star review on our website. That's upcoming.
Sure, I know. I'll go on Yelp too.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Brett. You are an amazing person.
Thank you very much, and have a good night.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.